PRI, Public Radio International.
'A visit to the Philosopher's Conversation Table and the Persian Poets' Corner with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We welcome two guests to Heinz Hall, conductor Christoph Koenig and soprano Hila Plitman. On our program, Haydn's 22nd Symphony, The Philosopher. Richard Danielpour's Darkness in the Ancient Valley for soprano and orchestra. And Also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss. Jim Cunningham here. This broadcast is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. When Franz Joseph Haydn joined the Esterházy Court in 1761 as deputy music director of non-sacred music, he composed 19 symphonies in just 5 years, all of which are notable for their experimentation in style and form. As guest conductor Christoph Koenig explains, the 22nd Symphony, The Philosopher, is no exception.
For me, it's fantastic because it's not a typical Haydn symphony, which starts with a bright opening or perhaps with a slow introduction and then you have a fantastic open allegro. No, it's slow first movement. Ever heard before? I don't really remember, to be honest.
And the English horns featured also unusual. The horns and the English horns have a little conversation there.
Yes. There's a quartet of four philosophers.
The Philosopher most likely got its name from the opening adagio, which evokes the image of two people in conversation.
Haydn, in the first movement, he plays a very, let's say it clearly, boring, long, slow first movement, where two cor anglais play together, so it's like two elderly people having a conversation, a philosophic conversation, a bit dry, you know, just a bit about theoretic elements.
Haydn perks up the 22nd Symphony with a cheerful presto, a stately minuetto, and concludes with a presto finale reminiscent of a hunt. Here is the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Christoph Koenig with Haydn's 22nd Symphony in E-flat, The Philosopher.
Thank you.
You heard the Symphony No. 22 in E-flat major, The Philosopher by Franz Joseph Haydn. It was played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Christoph Koenig. Christoph Koenig serves as music director of the Porto Symphony Orchestra of Portugal. He's been there since 2009, and he leads the European Soloists of Luxembourg. Christoph Koenig was born in Dresden, Germany, where he sang in the celebrated Dresden Kreuzchor. He studied conducting, piano, and singing at the Dresden Musikhochschule. Christoph Koenig has made several compact discs, including music by Schoenberg and Prokofiev, Sarajevo, and Sibelius. Having heard The Philosopher of Franz Joseph Haydn, you can imagine your host, Jim Cunningham, in a Pendleton tweed jacket with patches on the elbows, smoking a meerschaum pipe. In reality, no smoking is allowed in the broadcast booth. This is Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, where we'll continue the discourse with Friedrich Nietzsche and Richard Strauss. His Also sprach Zarathustra is next. Richard Strauss was widely considered during his lifetime, particularly in the first half of the 20th century, to be one of the world's greatest composers. In the same way that we carefully examine the music of the Beatles today, it became a popular pastime to try to discern the meaning of his pieces by fitting them with literary plots or stories. As Richard Strauss' fame and wealth relied on publicity, he welcomed these attempts at explanations. His Also sprach Zarathustra, based very loosely on Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical novel of the same title, invited countless interpretations and connections between the two. But as guest conductor Christoph Koenig explains, any philosophy in Strauss' work is only at the most basic level.
Strauss was a big fan of Nietzsche's and he admired his philosophy. But at the end of the day, Strauss, I'm not sure whether he was a philosopher. He was a connoisseur. He was an homme de plaisir. He was somebody who liked really life. So I think he has used the structure of the book and then created something completely, entirely different and new. So basic ideas are the same, but then how the story develops in Nietzsche's book is so much different. I think the music of Strauss is more about enjoying life and a bit less philosophic, perhaps.
Although it's impossible to directly link specific passages or ideas of Nietzsche's Thus Spake Zarathustra to Richard Strauss, the sections of the tone poem reflect several strong emotional states. For its original performance in Frankfurt in 1896, Richard Strauss included program notes to guide the listener through each movement.
I think what he did is what a composer should do. I think it's absolutely impossible to write down philosophy and then write down the music for the philosophy. Perhaps sometimes Strauss has done something in his operas. You know, he had the libretto for Rosenkavalier or for Salome, and then he was a bit closer to the words. But in Nietzsche's philosophy, it's impossible. So he really had to do something of his own, and this is what he has done.
Christoph Koenig will conduct the first theme of the piece, the unison trumpet call heard at the outset. It has become one of the most widely recognized musical themes ever, although it's remembered most for its appearance in Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Over the years, it's been used in many films, television programs, and commercials, so it's become a sort of musical trope for amazement. Even Elvis Presley used the fanfare to take the stage at his concerts. He was the king, after all. In Richard Strauss' original program note, he wrote of the first section, "Sunrise, man feels the power of God." The program note continues, "But still man longs. He plunges into passion and finds no peace. He turns towards science and tries in vain to solve life's problems in a fugue. Then agreeable dance tunes sound and he becomes an individual and his soul soars upward while the world sinks far below him." Christoph Koenig is at Heinz Hall to lead us on this philosophical journey. He last conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony in November of 2011. He will conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Richard Strauss' Also sprach Zarathustra.
Thank you.
Thus spake Zarathustra, also sprach Zarathustra. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra played music by Richard Strauss, with guest conductor Christoph Koenig. Richard Strauss wrote Thus Spake Zarathustra in 1896. It was inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical novel of the same name. Richard Strauss conducted the premiere on the 27th of November, 1896, in Frankfurt, Germany. 30 minutes ago, you heard the initial fanfare entitled Sunrise in the composer's program notes. It became famous after it was used in Stanley Kubrick's 1968 movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey. In 1944, Richard Strauss conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in an experimental recording of the music made on a German magnetophone tape recorder. It was later released on LP by Vanguard Records and on compact disc by a number of labels. Former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Fritz Reiner made the first stereo recording of Also Sprach Zarathustra with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. That was in March of 1954. In 2012, that record was added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry list of culturally, historically, or aesthetically important American sound recordings. Elvis Presley used the Sunrise theme from Thus Spake Zarathustra as the opening fanfare at the beginning of his concerts between 1971 and his death in 1977. You can hear the Sunrise music on several of Elvis' live albums, including Elvis as recorded at Madison Square Garden from 1972, Aloha from Hawaii via satellite in 1973, and Elvis in Concert, released in 1977. Our philosophical ruminations will continue with poetry from Persia's Rumi by way of Richard Danielpour. Still to come, his Darkness in the Ancient Valley. I'm Jim Cunningham. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel, you'll find it. And don't forget to send a note. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a souvenir from Pittsburgh. It's free. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. On the front cover, Taiwan-born assistant concertmaster Wei Shengkao, just to the left of the podium. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find the website at psoradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.